All right, let's talk to Linda Zabors. She is an author and tour guide, but she is the foremost authority on those honorary street signs that you'll find anywhere. And that's why Linda has got a website, and she kind of answers a lot of questions about those. And so thank you, Linda. Thanks for joining WGN and talking with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I think the one question a lot of people say is, what does it take to get one of those signs? And that's the big question. Can you answer that one for us?
Yes, that's the question I get the most in person and on my website. So just to give you a little background, it's the process was, it became a part of the municipal code in 1984, that these are all approved through the city council and really down to the ward level. So the short answer is talk to your ward office, mm-hmm. or more importantly, the ward office of where the sign is to be located. Because the alderman needs to approve all the signs in his or her ward, which makes sense. And they also submit it to city council.
Can you petition for just about anyone of note, then, if you wanted to convince your alderman and get enough people behind it? Could you do that?
You could. And, of course, it's better, the stronger the connection to Chicago and to the location itself. So it's not just a matter of, let's put up a sign anywhere. There are people who are awarded these signs is really tied to the location, the block that the sign is on. So it's and it's usually done through someone who lives in the neighborhood or at least in Chicago, and kind of stating your case for why this person deserves an honorary sign. And if the alderman agrees, then it can be submitted to city council. Then it is referred off to a committee. And if the committee approves it, in general, it does get approved. Mm-hmm. That's how it was done for many years until 2017. They changed the rules, which brought in many more restrictions, particularly for the number of signs that can be issued.
Okay, so there's a limit? Is there a limit on how many you can do?
Yes. In terms of new signs, wards can only offer 2 new honorary signs every year. Completely, no matter how big or small the ward is, they're all limited to 2.
Oh, 2 signs a year. Wow, that's tough to do. And then is there a certain category of people that get the most honorary street signs, like sports figures? I mean, how would you say it sort of breaks down as you look at the big list?
Yes, it really wasn't what I expected at first. It's pretty clear, and I don't have a number on how many there are, but the largest category is definitely clergy.
Oh, interesting.
So reverends, rabbis, priests, pastors, nuns, monsignors, bishops, cardinals, elders, swamis, and saints. Mm. What's amazing about these signs is it really covers people. They're all over Chicago, and they are people from all walks of life. So it isn't always famous people. It's actually for people. In a way, particularly in the neighborhoods get to decide who their heroes are. So if it's their reverend, or another big category is educators. So teachers, coaches, principals mm-hmm. often also get honorary signs. And you see that more as you go into the neighborhoods.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. That if people are meaningful to a certain neighborhood, they've given back in a big way and made an impact. That's why sometimes I don't recognize the names. Maybe they don't make the news every night, or they're not in the paper, but they did something to really help that community, whether it's the church community or otherwise. Linda, I have so many questions for you, but we don't have any more time. I just want to, maybe you can come back again and visit with us. I just want to mention, though, you're a concerned citizen. You don't have some city hall official job to do this. How did you just start doing it?
I did what I think everyone else does. I was going down the street, and I looked up, and I saw a sign, and I did not recognize the sign name at all. And I thought to myself, okay, this person is being honored, and well, why are they being honored? And how do you find out about them? And I looked and looked and couldn't find any book on it. So I ended up actually writing the book. But I found in the course of this all these stories. I'm like, wow, these are really great stories. I'm glad this person has an honorary sign and that I'm connected to them through Chicago. So it was just out of interest that it emerged.
How about that? Well, we're glad you've done it because you've actually assembled a ton of information that I just discovered. Can you give us your website if people want to check it out and look at all the research you've done?
Yes, it's honoraryshicago.com, H-O-N-O-R-A-R-Y, Chicago.com. And I've listed there the stories of all the everyone who's been approved recently, like since 2014, and quite a number of them from beforehand also.
Clear something up, though. Is Chicago, the rock group on Chicago Avenue, is that a new one? Because I didn't notice that one before.
No, that's
long
been
time.
Around for, more than a decade. And
how about that?
Yeah. And sometimes, they pop up everywhere. And before 2017, there wasn't a restriction in terms of how many could be. So you will see some, even on Michigan Avenue, two honorary signs on the same signpost.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. Okay, thank you for confirming that. I could have sworn that that's happened before. How about that? Linda, great information. Honoraryshicago.com is where people can go and check it out. Thank you for the time this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.